good evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey, alongside with Matt Gorder, as we're talking about basketball again this evening. We'll be hearing from the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, along with women's head coach Michael Smith, and a couple players off their teams, Connor Cricker on the men's side, and Shelby Mustaine on the women's side. Matt Gorder, kind of a quiet week on campus athletic-wise with finals week.
Athletic-wise is the key there. Yeah. You ask many of the students if it's been a quiet week. It's been quiet, but probably stressful. So, yeah, with finals week, it's a good opportunity for the teams to take a break in terms of playing games so that the student athletes can finish up the student side of the student athlete experience.
And we'll be talking basketball tonight, and a reminder that support for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the student body, screen printing and embroidery, now located near the Northwest campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And as always, our thanks to Carson, Renee, and the waitstaff here at Carson's for all the work they do during the Coaches Show each and every Thursday here in downtown Maryville. We'll be back and talk women's basketball as the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, Michael Smith, will join us. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. Going to talk Northwest Missouri State women's basketball here as women's head coach Michael Smith has hobbled up to join us here this evening. And coach, I know wins, losses, record-wise, things aren't where you necessarily want them to be, but you and I were talking the other day. You have to have played the toughest schedule so far in the country, really, not just the conference. But what do you feel have been some of the biggest lessons learned in playing some of that tough competition?
Well, as you mentioned, it's been a pretty hectic schedule for the first semester. The last poll, I think, came out on Tuesday of this week, and four of our six losses are against top 10 opponents in the country. Man. And and obviously all four of them have been either on neutral floor or on the road, so haven't even had a chance to play them in Bearcat Arena. But we'll get that opportunity in the future, especially with these MIAA schools. But it has, I think the one thing that you look at all four of those ranked opponents, and we played probably two halves of basketball, we just kind of probably didn't show the effort that I would have liked. That would have been the first game against Northern State in the first half, the very first game of the season, which honestly seems like forever ago.
Yeah.
And then the second half the other night in Emporia, went and played a good Pitt State team on Saturday, and as I described to you, I really thought they were kind of like a well-oiled machine. I mean, they just didn't seem to have a whole lot of limitations. They knew how to play together. Didn't have a whole lot of superstars, I didn't think, but just had that team cohesion that everybody, every coach looks for and dreams of having. And as you and I talked about, I know that at some point in time here, hopefully sooner than later, we're going to have that same thing within our program. So the main thing is, I think, is our new kids got a taste of what the MIAA is about right out of the gate, and they understand that they have to come to work basically every day as far as practice is concerned. And now that finals are over with, we can just sit back and concentrate on basketball. And you could tell today just a little bit that everybody finished up this morning, so we had our first really full practice this week during finals week today, and it was nice to finally get them out there for 2 hours straight.
And didn't have to split them up. I know you've kind of had to work in different aspects because final schedules are always different than the regular semester. So that's probably been a little hectic the last few days, too.
Yeah, it has, but it was good in a way. We went, we took Monday off just because we couldn't find a time to get hardly anybody together. And then Tuesday we came in and did 2 one-hour individual groups. And, really we hadn't done that since preseason. So it was kind of nice. It was a good time, too, because we've been changing some things up offensively to try to get some better rhythm going. And I think, when Shelby comes up here later, just in a couple of days that we've really tried to implement it. Again, today was the first day 5-on-5 that we kind of showed it. Before that, we'd split it up 3-on-3 and 4-on-4, just kind of breaking down the individual sections of the offense. And I think it's going to give us a lot more freedom. I think we're going to get a chance to play a little what I call looser. It seems like at times before we were playing a little tight, a little uptight, didn't really know what we were looking for, and this gives our players an opportunity, I think, to play to their strengths. So, we'll see Saturday. We're not where we want to be with it yet, but we have until, as I told our players, next Saturday is our conference game. We've got 2 non-conference coming up, one on the road is on Saturday, and one at home next week, and it'll give us a chance to, kind of polish things a little bit, I guess you could say, offensively. And hopefully when Hayes comes to town here in another week or so, that we'll be rolling in this new look offensively.
You hear about sometimes with schooling, smaller class sizes, an advantage for the students. Is it kind of similar with basketball where you get some more maybe one-on-one attention with some of the players?
Yeah, absolutely. There's not much standing around, especially when you're teaching something new.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've been having to do, is really break it down and film it and go back and watch a little bit and see, okay, we need to tweak this a little bit. This is what we're looking for as far as the angle on this screen and those types of things. So, I think it's going to allow people, obviously Shelby came off the bench down at Pitt State, and it was nice to see glimpses of what I saw in the preseason, and her teammates were excited also. And you know what? She was smiling. It's been a long time since I've seen Shelby smile, and it was nice to see that. So she's had that attitude all week this week in practice, and I think she's starting to see again, try to get that confidence back of how she can help our program.
It almost seemed like in Saturday's game, we saw her come into the ball game and really just get after it right from the start, almost keeping Pittsburgh State from having an opportunity to make any adjustments.
No, you're right. I mean, they couldn't. They had to call a couple timeouts right out of the gate, to try and slow her down a little bit. And what she doesn't understand is, I mean, she brings that to us. And our teammates need that. I think the one that was probably the most excited to see it was Ariel, to be able to do that. Obviously, she had somewhat I would call an off night. It's unfortunate. I would have liked to seen her playing to her full potential like with Shelby. But, again, sometimes you're going to have that off and on early on in the season. And as I told our players, I was proud of our effort because I felt like we battled for 40 minutes against Pitt in the second half. We could have got carried away. Because it did at Emporia, and it didn't at Pitt State. So hopefully we'll carry over that into Saturday's game at Quincy.
Well, and that inside game is so important. You look back at the MIAA champions, both regular season and even the tournament champions, and you look at all of those, and they all have a pretty good inside presence, whether it be one player or if they maybe have a couple of different players that they use. But that inside presence seems to be the key factor in all those championships.
You're right. They've always had a presence, it seems like. And the nice thing about us is we can just get you know, one or two more, because we can add that in two or three perspectives from our post presence with Shelby and Tanya Meyer and Maggie. You know, if they can all play to their strengths a little bit, and that's what we're trying to do within this new look offensively. You know, and Ariel's more of a driver. Where Ariel, you're a driver. You know, I think it allows Taylor Scholl an opportunity to be more of a shooter. Right now, she had to come down and try to get us in position and have everybody going off this screen or that screen. And she was more worried about that than she was playing to her strengths. So I think this is going to allow her to do that. And, you know, we had some good news today. For the most part, Sam is going to be back with us. It looks like she's going to take a couple weeks of rest after the Emporia game, but she'll be back after Christmas, and it'll be nice to get her back out on the floor.
And when you talk about the inside players and their strengths, all three of them have different strengths too, so I would have to think that that's got to make it tougher for coaches and teams preparing for you guys.
Yes, you're exactly right. I mean, and that's what we talk about every day. Right now we've been splitting up with post players. We break down guards and posts, especially when we're doing these individual groups early on this week. And just because Shelby's doing one thing on the floor doesn't mean that Meyer is able to do that same thing, because that's maybe not one of her strengths. And the same way with Maggie. So we've had to kind of go back and define, okay, what is your strength? Let's talk about this. And let's, you know, continue to do that to make it a habit, you know, good habit, making that certain type of move. So that's kind of what we're doing right now, is going back and working with our players. And, you know, next week it's great because we don't have classes. We're here all week, so we're going to get a chance to come in, you know, at least twice a day, and usually come in the morning and do some shooting and work on our posts for an hour or so, and in the afternoon we come back and get a full practice in. So there's definitely some positives as far as being out of school here coming up.
So with all those factors, being out of school, having a couple of non-conference games before you get back to conference play, how key is the next 2, 3, 4 weeks for your season?
Well, it's very, very key, you know. And you know, at this time last year, we started playing our best basketball, and then it seems like we went on break. You know, and sometimes that happens. Usually it's like some coaches are like, I can't wait for the break, and some of them don't want the break to happen, because that's usually when they start playing their best basketball. I hope we're starting to turn the corner a little bit, you know, and start to play our best basketball, because whenever we get in, you know, after Christmas and we get ready to go on a road trip to Oklahoma and everything, we've got, you know, it seems like we play, it seems like every other day or every 2 days there for about the week and a half past Christmas. So we need everybody healthy. So the break will be nice from that standpoint, just to give everybody some much needed rest. But, you know, we're continuing to work, and I really believe that we're going to get there.
When you take a look at Quincy, the opponent Saturday, fairly new to Bearcat fans. We haven't heard a lot about Quincy or seen them as an opponent. I know they're a little more familiar to you since you were over on the east side of the state. Just talk a little bit about their program and what you expect Saturday.
Well, I think we match up really well. Last year we went over, and they had a couple of big post players. When I think we played them the first game of the season, had no way of scouting them, and you know, they got us pretty good over there, and I like a challenge, obviously, with our schedule, you can see this year. So I called him up, and I said, let's schedule another home-and-home, and I'll even start back at your place. And that usually doesn't happen, and I'm like, well, I'm confident that much in our kids. You know, if they come and play together and be vocal and that type of thing, I think good things can happen. So we will go over there. I've played them every year, you know, for like the last six or seven years. They were in the NCAA tournament last year, and so they got a lot of that experience back. But they played some MIAA schools already and had some success, and haven't had some success. So we've got good film on them, a lot of film to be able to see them, and it ought to be an interesting game. They're coming off of a tough loss this past weekend. I think they've been in finals week this week, just like us. So we'll see. You know, I think we play better on the road. It seems like, you know, for the most part, obviously. Pitt State, I thought we played pretty well when we went to Wayne State. So, non-conference game on the road. We're going the night before. Tried to get together as far as in the hotel, get some team chemistry going, that type of stuff. We haven't been able to do that since Wayne State. So, who knows?
When we talk about the tough schedule and learning a lot about your team against some good opponents, how much of a concern is confidence when you do take a few lumps here and there? How much of a concern is that right now?
That's a big part of it. I mean, there's no doubt about it, especially when you're with a bunch of younger kids. I mean, we've got two seniors, and I think I counted up the other day, three or four juniors, and the rest are freshmen and sophomores. So And you know, 9 of them are first-year players here within our program. So that is a big, big factor. There's no doubt about that. And I think, you know, probably Shelby can tell you the same way. You know, if you lose your confidence, you struggle a little bit. Probably, you know, kind of like her and some of our other players here in the last few games. And then she just came off the bench the other night at Pitt, and I was like, you know, and that can do nothing but help your confidence. So she said, as I mentioned, I think it's carried over into her practices the last few days from her performance at Pitt. And now we're trying to, for her to relay that onto her teammates and try to get more people involved. And because it can be contagious. The right people get excited and their confidence gets going. It's not going to do nothing but help your program.
Is that something that can turn as quick as a game, or does it matter on the player that kind of determine that some are different than others?
I think it probably depends on the individual, but it definitely can't hurt, you know, to do that, especially when you go back and watch film and show them exactly, hey, see what this, you can do this. We've been talking about this for weeks, and this is exactly what you did. It was that simple. You know, you didn't do anything, you know, magical. You just did exactly what you're capable of doing. We've got to continue to do that just by repetition every day in practice now, just repetition over and over again.
Seems like since you took over last year, you were the new one last year. This year you talked about how many new players or first-year players in the program this year. Sounds like being fluid has been pretty important in terms of just making some tweaks and some adjustments to fit how everybody's working together.
Yeah, you know, it is a work in progress for sure, and you're just trying to keep it rolling. I think the biggest positive that we've had going this year is our locker room. You know, I think everybody's on board. Obviously, some people have off nights, on nights, but I think every day whenever we've left the practice, for the most part, you're going to have a few days, you know, that you're a little grumpier. I think that our players have been excited about when they leave the floor, you know what I mean? Meaning we got something out of it, and we got better. So we haven't had to do a whole lot of running this week, so that's a good thing. Usually, you know, whenever something's not going right, you got to put them on the line to get their attention. But with this group, I think all you got to do is sit down and just tell them, hey, this is what we expect. Let's find a way to get it done, and, you know, and we've been seeing that.
You know, as fans, you mentioned the locker room. As fans, we see the games. We get to see them out there for 40 minutes a night or a little more if you go overtime, whatever it is. How much is the locker room practice away from the game floor important to how your team goes through the course of a season?
Well, that's where it all starts. I mean, it's, you know, and there's just no doubt about that. You know, I've had teams before that we've had a little success on the court, and we haven't had much success in the locker room, and it showed because you felt like you kind of underachieved, you know, with the talent you had. And then you've had some teams that have, you know, necessarily haven't been as talented, but they've been, you know, positive people in the locker room. And, you know, right now I kind of feel like we're in the middle. You know, we've got some talent that's just itching to come out. Players are starting to get a little more confident in their abilities. You know, obviously we just changed up a little bit offensively, which I think is going to help our players just sit back and take a deep breath and relax on the court. But as I mentioned, in the locker room, it's been great. They're all walking out together over Christmas break. They're out of the dorms. So some of our kids that are in the dorms are staying with our players in their apartments. So, you know, they're getting to know them in a different way, which is only going to help and carry over, I think, into the court. So, yeah, it's a big time as far as this break coming up. And, you know, through my years, it's always just been a positive, and it's been a big benefit because our kids are around each other in another way, in a different shape or form. And, you know, we're just getting better basketball-wise.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate the time, and we'll catch back up with you on Saturday afternoon.
All right. Thank you.
That is Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. And again, we'll be catching up with him Saturday afternoon in Quincy, Illinois. We're going to keep talking women's basketball when we come back. Joining us will be Shelby Mustaine, as you heard Coach talking about Shelby just a minute ago. We'll hear from Shelby right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online, live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show, as we are here each and every Thursday talking Bearcat sports, focusing obviously our attention this time of year on basketball. We're going to talk a little more women's basketball here in just a minute, but we've got some prizes here. Brent was dozing off, so we've woke him up, and he's going to give a few things away. And the names that we've got here, Nikayla Jensen. Nikayla, if you're here, come see Brent just to our left. Also, Kylie Lang. That's a lucky table right there. So, one more. Peyton McCollum. Peyton, are you here, Peyton? Come visit Brent and make it a quick visit. He's kind of dangerous sometimes. We continue to talk Northwest women's basketball as Shelby Mustaine joins us. Shelby up into the Bearcat program from Jefferson City. And, Shelby, what a game on Saturday against Pitt State. Just talk about your focus coming into the game, getting onto the floor, and it seemed like you just got started right away. What was kind of your thought process going into that game?
Well, I was kind of fed up with how I'd been playing before. I thought I had a pretty good preseason and was playing really well, and then, you know, coming into games and I just couldn't perform, and so I was kind of just fed up. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to go out there and do what I know what to do and try to put the ball in the paint. So
coaches talked about players and everybody, not just yourself, playing to their strengths. What do you feel are your strengths for this team?
My strengths are sealing people. I mean, can't see me on the radio, but I'm kind of a big, strong girl. So stealing people and rebounding and setting hard screens and just being the physical presence on the floor.
Oh, it seemed like on Saturday when an entry pass would come in, you take it right to the hole, kind of no thought process. I know for me, that's always better for me to not think about it. Is it easier when you're just kind of fluid with the way the offense goes?
Absolutely. I'm not the kind of player who's, you know, going to have my back to the basket and then make some crazy Jordan move. Like, I'm going to use my body before I get the ball and then just take it up. And I think in previous games, I wasn't doing that. And so when it came to Pitt State, I was, you know, getting position early and then just having those easy layups.
We were talking about how important the inside game is in the conference as a whole. Your experience last year going through the conference, what were some of the biggest lessons you learned as you matched up against a lot of those post players from around the MIAA?
Well, coming off my redshirt year, you know, I hadn't, you know, played college basketball, and in high school, I could just shoot over people. But, I mean, in the MIAA, they're, you know, big, strong, tall girls, and that's, you know, not how you can play. You know, you really have to be physical and, you know, establish your position. And it was a big change, but I think we're getting there.
Do you kind of have to get a feel for each player you go up against individually, try to figure out what their strengths are and weaknesses, and work against those game in and game out?
Absolutely. Watching, you know, teams on film, you have to see, you know, are they going to try to fight around, and are you going to be able to get that steal, or are they going to play straight behind, and are you going to have to fight even harder for position? So that, you know, that comes down to scout, and each team is different.
And obviously you guys watch film to prepare. How different is it getting on the court against somebody new that maybe you haven't played against compared to seeing them on film? Is there still a little bit of an adjustment there?
There's definitely adjustment. I mean, film can only show you how much, you know, how hard they're going in, you know, certain aspects. But, I mean, each game is different for each player. And I think sometimes you can psych yourself out watching film. You're like, oh, wow, those are, you know, really good moves she's doing. But you have to, you know, go into the game thinking, I'm not going to let her do those. And this is what I have to do to make myself successful.
Going into your second year here, is it a little bit more exciting now that you've kind of got a comfort level? level, having been through the ringer once so far?
Yes, definitely. You know, your first year, you don't know what to expect. I mean, I went into every single game never playing any of these girls or never knowing, you know, the history on these teams. And now it's my second year. I kind of know what to expect a little bit more and, you know, what's going to work, you know, in my double A play.
We talked about how one of the places, especially White Auditorium that you guys went to, that's just, it's a tough atmosphere. Is that another thing that you have to get used to in the conference, is just the facilities and the gyms that you play in?
Absolutely. I mean, I can't even describe the atmosphere at that gym. I mean, it was crazy. And, I mean, you really have to be mentally tough during that. I mean, listening, you know, to their band is the last thing you want to do. I mean, they're right behind you, tackling you. If you miss anything, they're going to make sure you know it.
Yeah.
And so it's definitely something you have to be mentally prepared for.
And I would guess probably also helps you appreciate playing at home, too, when you have a chance to do that.
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea. If I could play every game at Bearcat, I would do it.
Talk about the break when you get to just focus on basketball. Is this an important time a year for you as a player to be able to not have to worry about studies for a few weeks?
Oh, my gosh. It's so important. I mean, we don't have to worry about, you know, our finals. Obviously, those are over. We don't have to think about homework or when we're going to fit in shooting times, because literally it's all basketball. And, you know, that can be overwhelming at times, but right now I take basketball after school any day. So I'm excited.
Well said during finals week. I think anybody would take anything but finals right now. Coach was mentioning earlier, he's kind of making some tweaks to the offense, and he said you'd come up here and you'd say, this is great, I'm feeling comfortable in this. Are you feeling that way?
Yes, absolutely.
What do you like about it?
We're constantly moving. I mean, there's no standing, and I think that's, you know, really helpful for us. And it opens up lanes for everyone. It's like, I mean, if all your teammates are moving, their defense is not going to be able, you know, to double team on you. They'd have to worry about you. They have to respect you. And if they don't, that's an open shot for you. And I think it's really going to be good for us.
Well, Shelby, good game against Pitt.
Thank you.
And I know just from hearing from you, you're ready to carry that over through the rest of the season.
Yes.
All right, good luck Saturday against Quincy.
Thank you very much.
That is Shelby Mustaine. She is a post player for Northwest Missouri State's women's basketball team, joining us here on the Bearcat Coaches Show here at Carson's in downtown Maryville. We're going to turn our attention to men's basketball when we come back, as Ben McCollum, the head coach of the men's basketball team, will join John. We'll do it right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCB, KRNW.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, as we're broadcasting live on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, coming off a trip down to Pittsburgh, Kansas, a tough loss down there, but a game where, you know, a tough place to play on the road. You were able to come back in the second half and had some shots there in the last minute or so of that ball game, and it was a great game to watch, but I'm sure on your side of things, a tough loss for you.
Yeah, it was. It was a game that was, I felt like, was very winnable. I felt like we didn't play overly well or overly hard, and we're still 2 points away from winning the basketball game. So, you know, those are always tough to give away in the MIAA because you don't have that many opportunities to be able to win on the road. And so it's important when you've got it close to be able to close it out and take control and win. You know, I was happy with our comeback. I think with around 8 minutes to go, I think we were down 10 and ended up coming back and taking a lead. You know, I was happy with that. But outside of that, I don't think that, you know, we can take a lot from it other than what we need to improve on.
Now, when you come back like that late in a ball game where you have to fight hard to get back and tie it up or take the lead, how tough is it at that point to maintain that momentum and keep it going once you've reached that particular point in the game?
I think it's tough if you've got, you know, 4, 5, 6 minutes left. We had, I want to say we took the lead with about, I want to say a minute 09, somewhere in that range, and at that point, it's just toughness. You know, I mean, it's just, hey, get the next stop and then obviously try to get the next score. I think we got an excellent shot the very next possession that might have put us up 5 or might have even maybe put us up 3 again. And then we got a stop and, you know, forced the turnover, and then we turned it over and they came down, hit a tough, I mean, it was a contested 15-foot shot. It was completely out of rhythm, hit the game winner, and then, you know, at that point, I think we froze a little bit, having young kids on the road, understanding what we need to do in that situation. We worked on that the last few days in practice, and I think we've addressed that late-game situation.
Again, it's an early portion of the season. Is that the type of game that you can really grow from as you look at the bulk of the conference schedule coming up?
I really think so. I think we can get a lot better from that. I think we can... And we haven't shown it to them yet, but we need to just some of the it was almost like, hey, that's, you know, we forced a fairly difficult shot. Hey, there's another tough shot by them that they made. Hey, there's another tough shot. You know, eventually it comes down to you just need to get the stop. You know, regardless of if you're forcing tough shots or not. I'm a big process guy, but there are some results there. And obviously we weren't doing enough to get the results that we wanted, and I think we've addressed that in practice. But I think one of those types of games, it helps me. It helps me coach my team better. You know, obviously I didn't coach them as well as I should have going into that game. And I think it helps our kids understand what it takes to win on the road in the MIAA.
Pittsburgh State really seemed to be one of the more athletic teams that you faced so far this year.
They did. They had a lot of talent. At every position, they had a lot of talent. More so than probably any team that we've played this season. I thought they were as talented as anybody. Again, I still felt like we should have won the basketball game. I felt like we were better. I thought we missed a lot of opportunities that we usually take. And again, we've just got to do a better job of coaching them up.
It's a game where there were a lot of fouls called in it, and it seemed like it was one of the first games we've seen this year where the officials have called, and I know this was an emphasis last year early in the season too, a lot of the hand checks and things like that, that we saw more of that type of call on last Saturday and probably seen up to this point in the season.
Yeah, we did, and you know, the tough thing about calling those hand checks is once you start to call hand checks, which I love when they call hand checks, I think it's one of the greatest advantages in college basketball is being able to put your hands on an offensive player. I mean, it helps you so much as a defender. So when they call it, I love it. The problem is when you start to call all of them, you need to continue to call all of them. And I didn't feel like they did that in that game. I'm not saying the game was officiated poorly. I'm saying that particular call was not the same throughout. You know, they'd call this touch foul, and then all of a sudden an arm bar would go, and they wouldn't call it. And it's like, well, you need to call it every single time if you're going to call it that one time. But again, they didn't lose us the basketball game. That was us that lost us the basketball game.
And this week, as Matt was talking about with on the women's side, obviously it's been finals week. And talk about the things you try to do during finals week with your team. I imagine important to try to make sure the team remains fresh and you still kind of keep that edge that you had going into this week.
Yeah, and that's our objective was really to compete this week, to really up our level. I feel like we need to go from a good team and good competitors and good kids to great. And I felt like this week was huge for that. Today we had an excellent practice. Yesterday was not so good. It needs to get to where it's great every single day so that we are a great team. And that's what we really wanted to focus on throughout these weeks. And then obviously next week you have a chance to get some shooting in the morning, and then, you know, an afternoon practice where you're just focused on you know, the team setting stuff. So that'll be nice. And then we've got Hayes coming into the Bearcat Arena on Saturday.
How hard is it to keep the team focused during finals week?
Well, it depends on their grades, I guess. You know, I mean, for some of them, it's very difficult to keep them engaged, and others, you know, just kind of they're already set. You know, if you have to use your finals to get better grades, you're probably in trouble anyway, is kind of my theory. So hopefully most of our kids have their grades squared away, but, you know, I guess we'll find out on Monday when we get grades.
Yeah, I always thought when I was in school that was one of the easier weeks of the year, that pretty much things were wrapped up by that point.
Yeah, I think you can raise your grade. Hopefully they're raising it from a B to an A or something like that, not from an F to a D. But, you know, we got pretty smart kids, though. We got very good students, and so we don't have a lot of problems with that. And you know, I don't know that teachers at Northwest give as many finals anymore. Like, boy, when I went to school, the finals week, you had a final in every single class, and it was comprehensive, and it was tough, and you needed to study. And now it doesn't seem that way, and so, you know, it's almost like they have an off week anyway.
And let's just talk about where you're at. I know I talked to you a little bit earlier, a week or two ago, that you felt the team was maybe a little ahead of where you thought they might be at this particular point in the season. Do you feel that way still as you go, get ready? I know it's not necessarily the midpoint of the season completely record-wise, but first semester is over with now. And where is this team from where you'd like to see them be?
I think they're well ahead of where we expected them to be at this point. I think they've got a long ways to go. You know, I think we can be really good. I mean, I think we can be a really good basketball team, and even more so than I would have expected, to where I think we should be able to compete for a conference championship. I think we should, you know, be able to make a postseason, and then hopefully to make a run in the postseason. In order to do all those things, though, we've got to compete at a high level, and it's got to be every day in practice, and it's got to be every game. But I think we've got enough talent to do it. I think we've got the mental capability to do it. I think we got good enough kids kids that are willing to sacrifice to get what they want.
What's the biggest strength that you've seen out of the squad so far?
You know, it's our biggest strength and our biggest weakness, and I told this to the guys yesterday. Our greatest strength is our ability to maintain our composure during difficult times. Our greatest weakness is our ability to maintain our composure. And so it's almost like, you know, there's times, though, when you have to step up and play with emotion and enthusiasm. And there's times that you need to maintain your even keel. And so they always say peaks and valleys. I don't mind peaks. I'm not a believer. I love a good peak. I love to ride that wave for a while. I don't like the valleys. So if you want to peak and get high and get excited, great. Just don't obviously drop below where your composure is when you come back down off that peak. But that's what we've really been trying to stress to our guys is, you know, play with that emotion, that enthusiasm, that competitive spirit throughout an entire game.
Seems like a lot of teams use the first month or so of the season to try to kind of see which player fits into what particular role on the team, whether starting, coming off the bench, their strengths and weaknesses there. Are you seeing this group kind of form a role that you expect out of each of the players at this point?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Justin obviously runs the point and gets people involved. Matt's been passing a lot, and Connor scores it and can drive and can do a variety of things. Zach's obviously shoots it, and I'd like to see we're kind of trying Zach more in the post a little bit lately, just to, you know, teams have been switching him, so kind of use his size down there. And then obviously Grant's been scoring, but I don't think we probably get it to him enough. We need to get our bench to a level of where we can play them more consistent minutes. And I think you'll see some more of that emotion come out if we can get our bench in the game and then, you know, play some of our starters, you know, 30 minutes rather than 38. I think a lot of times they expend so much energy that they're not able to show emotion. But the kids that are on the bench, they need to earn that. make me feel comfortable putting them in the basketball game.
All right. Again, we're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And when we come back, we'll talk to Ben about next week's schedule. They've got a game on Tuesday night and then back to the MIAA schedule on next Saturday. So we'll talk to Ben about the upcoming week as far as what's on the court for the Bearcat men's basketball team. That's coming up as the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show continues from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at 1st and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at bittersweetfloral.com or at 582-5700.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Alongside with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, I'm John Coffey, and Ben, I mentioned just before the break, you've got a couple games coming up next week. First of all, on Tuesday night, non-conference game at Bearcat Arena. You've got Iowa Wesleyan coming to town for a 7 o'clock tip-off. And let's just talk a little bit about that game and what you're looking for out of that matchup.
We need a lot of energy. I think we played Graceland a couple weeks ago, and we didn't have any energy coming out for that game, and I was pretty disappointed. And this game, it needs to be competitive. We need to show some of the things that we've been doing in practice, get after them a little bit. That's what I expect from that game.
And it kind of gives you a little bit of, actual competition on the floor to kind of keep a little bit of that fine edge as you go into the conference season again on next Saturday.
Absolutely. You got to gain that rhythm, that real game experience rhythm, and that's what these NAIA games are for, to maintain that rhythm, and obviously they get you a win, which doesn't really count towards your postseason stuff anyway, but that's why we schedule them, to get in rhythm for Fort Hays and be ready to guard them.
As you mentioned, Fort Hays State, the next opponent, that'll be on Saturday the 20th. Also, home games at Bearcat Arena with a men's women's doubleheader there as the conference season gets back and rolling. Fort Hays State, a team that traditionally has been one of the top teams in the MIAA. You had a chance to see them firsthand here early in the season, this weekend when they were part of the Classic held at Bearcat Arena. Just kind of talk about some things about what you look for out of Fort Hays State.
Well, they have one of the best point guards in the conference, if not the country. He's been doing it since he's a freshman. I think as a freshman he averaged like 16-6 or something like that. And he's continuing on that pace, and he shoots a little better now. Very powerful, excellent passer. Wins a lot of games for him. Outside of that, then they run around and they shoot a bunch of threes. I mean, that's Hays. You know, they're very offensive-minded. They play very, very fast offensively. They're going to shoot it within 10 seconds pretty much every single time they get it. If you force them outside of that 10 seconds, their percentage lowers drastically. That's what we've always tried to do, is force them late into the shot clock and see what they can get at that point. Because they've got a starter set, and then after that starter set, they don't really have a lot of action. We're going to have to be ready to defend at a high level, get back, transition defense, and then, you got to score on them. They're fairly physical defensively. But it's nothing that we haven't faced.
And again, a chance to have them at home. It's always nice to have home games. I know the student body won't be here because of break time there. But how much does it mean to have some games here at Bearcat Arena for you?
It's great. You know, Bearcats, it's a tough place for other teams to play. And there probably won't be anyone at the game, so there isn't exactly going to be a lot of energy in the gym, so you have to supply your own. And I think our kids are ready to do that. We do it every day, for the most part, in practice. So I don't see any difference from this game than a normal practice would be.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. When we come back, we'll continue to talk Bearcat men's basketball as Connor Kirker, a forward on that squad, will come up and talk with us. We'll talk to Connor right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at BittersweetFloral.com or at 582-5700. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And Connor Kirker joins us, a junior off the Bearcat men's basketball program. And Connor, good to have you with us here this evening.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Connor, just kind of talk about finals week, how that's gone for you, and trying to balance basketball and finals here this week.
Oh, well, I had finals Monday and Tuesday, and then I've been off, so
that's fun.
I've been relaxing a lot. And,
just kind of make fun of the ones that still have finals throughout the rest of the week.
Yeah, definitely. And, I'm an upperclassman, so
that's off, really. All right, let's kind of talk about this season and coming in, and maybe the change in your role this year, coming in as, you mentioned, an upperclassman and as opposed to your first couple years in the Bearcat program. And what have been some of the things that you've been trying to do this year with the squad?
I've been trying to attack more, you know, more offensive role on the team, and, you know, I need to shoot the ball when I'm open, and, you know, it's a little different because last year I was more of a role guy, so, you know, I've been focusing more on offense, and then defensively also I need to get better at.
Now, we talked about defense. We've had a caller call in with a question wanted to ask you. Greg from New Orleans called here. I don't know if you know who this might be, but Greg from New Orleans wants to know what's up with the defense you're playing this year, and where'd that come from?
You know, Coach always preaches about defense, and I've just been working really hard and, you know, in practice every day, and it's been showing better in the games, and I'm getting more steals and being more active. So.
And for those who may not know, Greg, your father is listening in on the internet tonight. So. and I know when you talk about, you know, that's another thing about Bearcat basketball that we really enjoy is just seeing the families that go along on the road trips. I know I see your folks at a lot of the games, your grandparents, and some of the other players you see. You get to know them through the years. And what's it mean to have the backing, that kind of family backing that you see in the crowd every
game? Oh, it's really nice. You know, they're almost every game, and it's always good to have a family there supporting you. And after the games, they'll come up and talk to me, and even if we lose, they'll be cheerful and everything. It kind of cheers me up and gets me through it.
And let's kind of talk a little bit about maybe some of the changes we've seen out of you this year. I know one of the games that really impressed me was the Emporia game, where offensively you were struggling a little bit early in that ball game, but you're still making a lot of plays defensively and finding ways to contribute, and down the stretch got to the free throw line and hit some very key free throws. And just kind of talk about what it means to contribute on a night when perhaps that shot's not falling for you.
Yeah, you know, in the beginning of the season, my shot hasn't really been falling that much, so I've been having to focus on other things, other ways to get involved. And defensively, I found a little way, you know, getting steals or boxing out and getting boards and just helping the team win in any way possible. And, you know, that's what I was capable of doing at Portland State. Got a couple steals and then got on the line.
And then down at Pitt State, got things rolling a little bit there. Hit some pretty big threes in that ball game. And it seems like when you look at your individual totals, you had 27 against the Gorillas a year ago, come back with 25 this past Saturday. It seems like you kind of like playing against Pitt State.
Yeah, I definitely do, because, I mean, they kind of help off in the corners, so it's just open threes after open threes, and I'm not going to pass that up, so I'm just always finding open threes.
You come to the Bearcat program out of Johnson County and the Overland Park area, I believe. Just kind of talk about going from high school to playing at Northwest and some of the reasons that you decided to come to the Northwest campus.
You know, I was looking at other schools, but this school was by far and away the best, and I really like the campus, and the coach is the main reason, Coach Mack. You know, I knew he was going to get the best out of me, and it's a lot different in high school. High school practices aren't that intense, and it's been a big transformation and change for me, but it's been good for me.
When did you first realize that things were a little different in college?
I think the first day of preseason, we had a mile and a half, and I was in good shape. And I was dead last, and I was thinking about quitting and everything, and then I just realized I had to get through it, but it was going to be a lot different, and I had to focus a lot more.
And just talk about the camaraderie with your teammates. It seems like this is the last several years, it's been really a tight-knit group that you've been a part of.
Yeah, we're close friends. I hang out with pretty much everyone on the team all the time, and we're always joking around, and, you know, we have each other's backs, and it's a good time.
Any particular individual goals that you have set for this year for you?
No, I haven't really thought about that. I'm more of the team right now, but I need to get my three-point percentage up, and also team goals, like defensively, doing better defensively, and not letting my guy score on me. Just getting to the rim and getting my shot up also.
Now, as far as the conference season, again, that's already underway. You've had a couple of conference games under your belt, another one coming up next Saturday with 4 days on the 20th. Being an upperclassman, are you a little bit more comfortable going into a conference season where you know a little bit more what to expect out of these teams now?
Yeah, I'm definitely a lot more comfortable, and we kind of know I know a lot of guys in Fort Hays, so I already know what they're doing, and, you know, we kind of know pretty much everyone in the conference because we scout so much, and it's really good to know what they're doing, and it kind of takes the edge away.
It seems like that's one of the advantages that you have with the coaching staff is the job that they do scouting. It seems like they have you guys who are ready for each and every game.
Yeah, they scout all the time. You know, I feel like they know more about the other team than the actual other team does, and it really helps us in games also because they'll call out like screen and you'll know it's coming, and it really helps us.
Let's just talk about the academic side for you and what your major is and what you hope to do after graduation.
My major, I just recently switched. It's accounting, so, you know, I haven't really thought about what I'm going to do after. But
well, you got a couple years there to work on that, so. All right, well, Connor, certainly appreciate you being here, and good luck to you the rest of the way here, and hopefully next week, good game against Fort Hays State.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Connor Crooker, a junior basketball player on the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team. We'll be back and have more for you from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Coaches Show right after this timeout on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee located on South Main in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap things up for another edition of our program. Before we send things back, we've got about three more winners that we need to announce here to, in attendance to receive some of our prizes tonight. One of the winners is Corbin Lester. So if Corbin is here, Corbin Lester is a winner of one of our prizes. And come over and see Brent to our left. We also have Mackenzie Lee is another winner here tonight, and Kate Marriott. So, again, Corbin Lester, Kate Marriott, and Mackenzie Lee, all winners of some of the prizes we have here at the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. Matt Gorder rejoining me, and Matt, next week after, again, this week, a light week with Bearcat Athletics, the basketball teams next week have a pretty full schedule with the, actually starting this Saturday, really, with the Northwest Women heading to Quincy, Illinois for that matchup with Quincy University, and that's a 1 o'clock tip. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 12:40. Now you got the men playing on Tuesday with Iowa Wesleyan, and the women back on Wednesday with Missouri Valley. Now that one will be a 6 o'clock tip, and the men on Tuesday a 7 o'clock tip-off. But they got a chance to get some court time next week.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And in an important time, like you heard both the coaches and players talking about, how they get to just focus on basketball and don't have to worry about studies and things like that. Obviously, they'll get back into that. But I think after having, you know, 9-10 games and getting an opportunity to get a feel for the team, find out where adjustments need to be made, I think this falls in a very important part of the season that they can just focus on basketball for a few weeks now.
And again, the Quincy game is a 1 o'clock tip-off. We'll have that at 12:40. The men on Tuesday is 7 o'clock with a 6:40 pregame. And then on Wednesday, Missouri Valley, it's a 6 o'clock start, 5:40 pregame. Matt, we also have a little bit of news volleyball today as well.
Yeah, that's one thing. You know, we're talking basketball because it's in season, but you think of the fall sports, they're working on next year already and have been, but Coach Amy Worth signing three players that'll be a part of the 2015 roster. Sophia Schleppenbach out of Dallas, Texas. Madeline Bruder from Firth, Nebraska. Norris High School there in Firth. And then also Olivia Nowakowski from Kansas City. So all three of them signing on to become Bearcat volleyball players. So, yeah, you know, you talk football, volleyball, all the fall sports are really working on their next year, working hard. And there are some fruits of their labors there, at least for volleyball.
And in cross country, it just wrapped up this past weekend. Whit Cunningham competed in the national meet. Finished kind of in the middle of the pack there, but a great performance out of Wick just to get to the national meet and really performed well.
Yeah, and you know, when you think about it, when you've got 250 runners, which were about a part of that meet, and you're an individual, you're not with one of the teams, you're going to kind of start a little bit further back, and so it's going to make it even tougher to fight your way forward. So, you know, just getting a chance to compete at the national, for a national championship, a great honor and a great effort this season by Wick, but finishing in the top half of those 250 runners, definitely a good accomplishment.
Well, for the next 3 to 4 weeks here, we'll be taking a little bit of a break with the KXCV KRW Coaches Show due to the Christmas holidays and things, but we'll be back at the start of the year and talk more about Bearcat sports.
Well, I may hibernate for a few weeks. We'll see.
All right. Again, a reminder that support for the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 660-582-2699. So that'll do it for our broadcast from here this evening. Don't forget, we've got Bearcat women's basketball coming up on Saturday afternoon as the Northwest women head to Quincy University to face Quincy team there. And again, that will be a 1 o'clock tip-off airtime along the Bearcat Radio Network and KXCV KRNW coming your way at 12:40 from Quincy Illinois. For Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Also, Brent Barnett over here to our left, helping out with all the prizes this evening. We'll see you again at the start of next year with more on the KXCV, KRW Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
This is Festivo Out Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Cantigas is a Washington, D.C.-based award-winning choir that specializes in chamber interpretations of music from Latin America and Spain. The joyful, transformative power of music. Coming up on Festivo Out Latino.
Join us for Festivo Alt Latino, Monday evening at 6 on 90.5 and 88.9.
This is KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. KXCV time is 7 o'clock. We will now join performance today here on Public Radio.
Not many orchestras even try.